Welcome to the Tag Republic podcast, a weekly chat with Carolina Guzik about all things marketing. Some episodes are short tips that you can implement in your business right away, while others are in-depth conversations with industry leaders. Whether you're a new photographer searching for some knowledge or an established professional with years of experience, Carolina offers fresh and innovative advice that can help you transform your photography business.
This episode is sponsored by The Art of Pinning, a self-paced Pinterest class for wedding and lifestyle photographers. If you are having a hard time driving traffic into your website, or SEO is overwhelming you, or the people that are visiting your website are not the kind of visitors, aka they're not converting into clients, then this class is for you. You can find more information at www.thetalkrepublic.com/Pinterest, or just follow the link in the notes. Now, enjoy this episode. Hello, friend, and welcome to another episode of The Talk Republic. I am Carolina Guzik, your host, and I am so happy you are here today. Today, I'm going to be talking about five things that I'm doing to keep my business top of mind. Now, obviously, these are things that are very relevant to my own business, Carolina Guzik Photography, but I hope that these five things that I'm doing inspire you to take action, maybe shine light in some things that you didn't even think that were possible for your own business, or just give you that soft kick in the butt that you might need to get going. Alrighty, so let's start. So this quarter, right? January to April 2024 has been a little bit slower than previous years. We come from like 2 years post-pandemic where things were really, really crazy, and now things are slowing down. We see this all over Facebook, all over Instagram, and all over Threads. People saying that things are slower. And that's part of being in business, right? Some years are gonna be high, some years are gonna go down a little bit. Everything has a cycle. So the first thing that I want you to acknowledge is that that's just the way life is. We cannot always be on a peak, always aiming higher and higher and higher, because at some point, you know, things are gonna stabilize or things are gonna like go down a little bit. That's just what it is. So have patience. And the second thing is, like, when things go down, as they are right now, things are a little bit slower, instead of giving up, instead of feeling sad and defeated and become a couch potato, that this is the time when we need to like plant. We need to plant all the seeds right now. This is an analogy to harvesting, right? There are seasons when you collect your fruit, there are seasons when you plant, there are seasons when you take care of the soil, and this is the season that we are in right now. We are gonna take care of the soil and we're gonna plant. So next year, we can harvest delicious businesses. Does that make sense? Am I making sense already? Okay, some of the things that I'm doing could be giving me results immediately, right? And some others are going to take time. So I want you to be prepared. Some things, as I mentioned, are going to be immediate. Some other things are going to require patience, commitment, and dedication. All right, so let's start with the easiest, lowest hanging fruit. And that, my friend, is Instagram. I know Instagram is low and the reach is not reaching and we are upset about it. But the reality is that people still use social media and people still use Instagram. And it is really easy to post on Instagram. You just need to go into your files, pick 10 beautiful photos, create a carousel, write a good description, use some hashtags, even though some people tell you that hashtags don't work. In my case, hashtags is still working, but most importantly, geotags are really, really working for me. So if I post a wedding, I'm gonna geotag the venue. I'm also gonna use the features of collaboration. So I'm gonna invite into a collaboration the venue, the wedding planner, the floral designer, the caterer, you know, people that are in the same industry as I am, people that their clients can be also my clients. I'm going to invite them into this collaboration because if they accept, I want my images to be showcased in their own feeds so that I can tap into their audience. That is what I want to do. So I highly recommend that you do that. I do have a discovery call earlier today and they found me thanks to Instagram. So Instagram still works. We just want to complain. So instead of complaining, let's take action. The second thing that I am doing, and this is brand new to me, I have never done this, but I can see on paper why this will work, is I am now posting on LinkedIn. Yes, my friend, you heard that right, LinkedIn. Now you might be asking, what am I doing that? Why are you going to LinkedIn, Carolina? This makes no sense. Well, it does, because you know who's on LinkedIn? All the people that I love to work at venues. You know, the salespeople at hotels, the catering managers, the, you know, everybody that has access to potential clients, they work in hotels and they all hang out on LinkedIn, because in the hotel industry, people, you know, move up in different jobs quite fast. So they need to be on this platform, you know, looking up for what's the best next job that they can have within hospitality. And that is still works for me, because even if they move from one hotel to another, if we have a good relationship, they are going to bring me with them. So what I want to do is when I show up on LinkedIn, I show up a little bit more, you know, refined than when I do on Instagram. You know, I still not like, you know, 80s professional, but like it's still, you know, professional, and I'm showcasing beautiful pictures and I am tagging. You can tag venues and you still can tag people on LinkedIn. So I'm doing all that with the hopes that people in the wedding industry and especially in the hotel industry see my work, I get my name, you know, get a little bit of momentum within new clients or new prospects, and that they can then refer me to their clients. I also photograph corporate events. So if people see my corporate work on LinkedIn, most likely they will be interested about working with me in the future. These are things that I don't showcase on my website. These are things that I don't even showcase on Instagram, because Instagram for me is very weddings and family focused. That if I photograph a cool corporate event, I never posted. Well, now I'm using LinkedIn for that. I'm still posting weddings and, you know, my content there, but I want to make sure that I am more consistent on LinkedIn. So hopefully in a couple of months from today, I can, you know, build those relationships with new people and they can open doors for me that I wasn't knocking on. Okay. Now, the third thing that I am doing, that this is a constant job and this is constant effort, is SEO. This is not something that you do once and then you forget about it. This is something that you're going to have to keep working on. And again, if right now you are not working on your SEO, please start. SEO takes months. So the longer you wait to start, the longer it's going to take for your website to rank and to be presented in front of new eyes when somebody Googles for your services in their city, okay? If you have no idea where to start, I have very easy to follow tutorials on my Patreon where I kind of like talk topic by topic and I give you examples and things like that on what to do. Please start working on your SEO. Do not rely only in one platform for showcasing your brand. If you are just relying on TikTok or if you're just relying on Instagram, at the moment that either the company is facing maybe being shut down in the US, or the moment that the algorithm doesn't favor you, or the algorithm doesn't work as you wanted, and you start losing eyes that are seeing your content, that's gonna be very scary if you are just focusing in one platform. That's what I always suggest, that you diversify without, you know, making it harder on yourself, but also understanding that just posting in one platform, it is very risky. So SEO for me is still a fantastic way to expose my brand to new leads. I have been working really hard on a blog post that I actually posted in 2020. It was a wedding venue guide for the best venues in Miami. I wrote this on 2020, and it was like on page 3 or 4 in Google. So like every few months I would go and like tweak it a little bit. And finally this year, 4 years later, I was able to move it to page 1. So this is just to say that it does take time. However, it works great because it keeps bringing people into my website. Now, a little side note here, I have spoken about this blog post previously because even when it was on page 4, it was one blog post that was bringing a lot of eyes into my website, and that was thanks to Pinterest. So you can still have content where you are not ranking on Google, but thanks to Pinterest, you can bring a lot of people into your website. So that was a little side note. Friend, this is a short podcast intermission to remind you that every month I am uploading actionable short tutorials about SEO, blogging, content creation, website reviews, and much more on my Patreon. Each tutorial has a very specific goal to help you level up an aspect of your business. You can access these tutorials at any time and as many times as you need to. In addition, each month I am also hosting a live call where you can ask any questions regarding your business or marketing strategies. This is like having a tiny coaching call with me. You can currently access over 50 tutorials for only $10 a month. Join today. I have a direct link on the notes of this episode for you to check it out. Now, back to the episode. Alrighty, the next thing that I'm also doing is networking in person. Friend, you need to get out of your house and you need to be in front of people. For many years after the pandemic, I stopped doing that because personal reasons, but now that I'm getting really comfortable going, into large crowds again, I am not missing a party. If you are in a city that you don't know about networking events, go on Facebook groups and ask about it. There is an association, I think it's called WIPA, W-I-P-A. They have, I don't know how they're called. They have like groups all over the United States that you can join. Those networkings are really, really good. If you are in Miami, there are many, many groups in Miami that meet monthly or quarterly. If you're in your city, check out maybe the the Chamber of Commerce, right? They meet up. You don't have to just network with other wedding professionals. You can network with other professionals in your city that might be able to open doors for you. Sometimes we get so like laser focused into, oh my God, I'm only going to network with planners, venues, florists, when in reality, go out and network with professionals that are at the same, in the same social economics as your clients, right? So if you are kind of like into the premium market, go and network with lawyers, doctors, engineers, people in that area. They can open doors for you. Many years ago, I wanted to network and I joined what's the name of that sport? Kickball team, and I was able to meet tons of professionals in there. So it was fun. I got my exercise on, and I was also able to network with local professionals in my area. The last thing that I'm doing for my business to keep top of mind and to also don't lose momentum and to plant all the seeds that I can is email marketing. Now, this one out of the other four is the one that I would say that is more tedious, even more tedious than SEO. And this one requires that you ask people for permission to send them emails and to do things like that. But email marketing has been really good for my business. This was one of the things that I first did and set up when I started 15 years ago. At the time, email marketing was big, big, big. However, it slowed down, right? As we start using social media, email marketing slowed down a little bit. However, it still is a very strong marketing strategy. I send emails to vendors once every quarter, right? I want to make sure that I am top of mind. I send emails to my whole, what I call my main list, quarterly, also with, you know, specials and things that are important to my business. And when I say specials, it's not like discounts, but, you know, if I have something that is of interest that perhaps I don't announce on social media, I send it to my newsletter. Friends, if you don't have a newsletter, maybe this is the last thing that you want on your to-do list, because again, it is tedious, but my newsletter every year brings at a minimum $10,000 to my business. So it is, in my point of view, 100% worth it. I have spoken about newsletters in the past here on the podcast, so go and find those episodes. But if this is something that interests you, slide on my DMs and let me know so I can create more podcasts that touch on that topic. Alrighty, so to recap, these are the five things that I'm currently doing to keep my business top of mind and to plant seeds so I can harvest new relationships and new clients in the future, hopefully in the next couple of months. So I'm doing Instagram. Now I'm posting on LinkedIn. I am doing SEO. I am doing networking in person, and I am doing email marketing. If you have any further questions about this, just slide in my DMs. I am an open book. Thank you so much for listening today, and I hope that this short and to the point episode inspires you, shine some light into maybe some things that you weren't even thinking about. And if you needed a soft kick in the butt, I hope that I did it for you and that you get yourself into action so you can get results. Alrighty, friends, thank you so much for listening, and I'll catch you next week with an amazing guest or maybe some other easy tips that you can follow. Until then, ciao!
Thanks for listening to today's episode. For more info about marketing tips for photographers and show notes, please visit thetogrepublic.com. If you enjoyed today's show, please go to iTunes and leave us a review. Want even more? Join our marketing community group. Just search for The Tog Republic Group on Facebook. Until next week.